Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Redwood Arts Council continues its Ruby season, 40 years, with a concert at the Occidental Center for the Arts featuring the exciting quintet American Chamber Players. I'm here with Redwood Arts Council Executive Director Sonia Tubridi. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me once again to talk about Redwood Arts Council and chamber music. We've got the American Chamber Players on October 19th in Occidental. Tell us about the show.
Yes, the American Chamber Players is a very exciting group. We're so lucky to have them come on October 19th. This will be a varied and colorful program, five musicians playing five different composers in different ensembles. The musicians are headed by violist Miles Hoffman, who founded the Library of Congress chamber music program in 1982, and he has collected around him this group of musicians from all over the world. Some are based in New York, some are in Chicago, some are in Georgia. They're all coming together to delight us, and they'll also be performing in San Francisco on this tour. Miles Hoffman is a violist, a renowned musician, and lecturer, particularly on Jewish music. And he has been a lecturer in many universities all over the world and on NPR. He's also written a book on music. He's a regular guest on programs on NPR. Awards too numerous to go into. With him are Sarah Stern on flute. She's a soloist and ensemble player all over the world. Johanna Maurer on violin. And I read that I have not yet met them. I'm looking forward to this concert as well. Johanna has is first violinist of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and has appeared as a slightly different thing in concert with Sting, Peter Gabriel, Bruce Springsteen, and Natalie Merchant, and many, many others. This is a very exciting group. In addition to those musicians, we have Stephen Balderston on cello and Anna Stoicheva on piano. Their program will include classical pieces by Mozart and by Beethoven, the variations La Ci Do Re La Mano by Beethoven. Many composers have done that. And then some lesser known pieces. One selection is by Philippe Gobert, 1879 to 1941. Three watercolors for flute, cello, and piano, which he composed in 1926. That will be in an impressionist, romantic, but also very classical style, a mixture of those lyrical and beautiful impressionistic colors in music. There will also be three short pieces by composer Max Ramey, who was born in 1956. So this is a contemporary selection. They are three Jewish folk songs for viola, cello, and piano composed by Ramey for his family at Passover and picked up now by professional groups. They're based on three Hebrew songs, Kuma Acha, which is an Israeli pioneering song, Eliyahu Anavi, which is a Passover song, and Nigun Bialik, which is a favorite traditional kind of tune that was beloved by the poet Bialik. In addition to that, Jouyom Lekeu, L-E-K-E-U. That's a composer who lived a very short life, 1870 to 1894, and died tragically at the age of 24. Mm. He was a Belgian composer who was extremely popular in his day, has gone a little bit out of fashion in the last 50 years. This is a highly romantic composer. The piano quartet, his last work, will be performed by the American Chamber Players on October 19th at 7:30 for us in Occidental Center for the Arts. So do you have any other questions?
No, that is it, Sonia.
More information than you might have expected.
People can go to redwoodarts.org. They can call 707-874-1124. Go to the show October 19th, Occidental Center for the Arts. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight.